Joining us this morning is Jody Cooper from the Marion Public Library.
Spring has officially arrived at Marion Public Library, and there's no better time to discover something new at your library. Whether you're planning a garden, picking out your next great read, or looking for ways to stay connected with your community, the library has something growing for everyone this season. Be sure to stop by and explore our seed library, where you can pick up seeds and start planting your spring garden. Whether you're a first-time gardener or have years of experience, it's a fun and simple way to grow something new at home. Spring is also the perfect time to discover everything happening through Let's Read 20 and Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. Reading together for just 20 minutes a day helps build strong readers and lifelong learners, and it's never too early to start a love of books. And while you're visiting, don't forget to ask about our America 250 passports. Attend participating programs throughout the year to collect passport stamps and earn chances to be entered into prize drawings while exploring history, culture, and community right here in Marion County. We're also excited for our next In the Author's Voice event on Thursday, May 21st at 6:30 p.m., featuring Patrick Ryan, author of the acclaimed novel Buckeye. This free event is a wonderful opportunity to hear directly from the author, learn more about his writing process, and connect with fellow readers in our community. And while the annual book sale may be over, the book market is still open and stocked with affordable books, puzzles, movies, and more. Every purchase helps support library programs and services throughout the year. From gardening and reading to lifelong learning and community connection, there's always something happening at Marion Public Library. To learn more about upcoming programs and events, visit marionlibrary.org or follow us on social media. We can't wait to see you at the library.
Morgan Schwartz with the Palace Theater joins us today on The Second Cup.
Good morning from all of us at the Marion Palace Theater. This is Morgan Schwartz with an update on coming events. On Friday, May 29th at 7:30 p.m., experience the music, magic, and legendary sound of Fleetwood Mac with Stevie Mac, a Fleetwood Mac and Stevie Nicks experience. This nationally acclaimed tribute production brings iconic hits like Rhiannon, Landslide, and more to life with stunning live performances, multimedia visuals, and authentic costumes that capture the spirit of one of rock's most beloved bands. Whether you've loved Fleetwood Mac for decades or you're discovering the music for the first time, this high-energy concert is a night you won't want to miss. Tickets range from $39 to $59 and are available now. And we've just announced the perfect family event for summer. Puppy Pals Live, coming to the Palace on Sunday, June 21st at 2 p.m. This hilarious and heartwarming stunt show stars a cast of rescued pups performing amazing tricks, obstacle courses, and crowd-pleasing comedy alongside fan-favorite trainer Wesley Williams. With audience participation, non-stop action, and plenty of surprises, it's fun for kids, families, and dog lovers of all ages. Tickets are $25 for adults and $12 for children, and $2 from every ticket sold will benefit the Marion Area Humane Society. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit marionpalace.org, call 740-383-2101, or stop by the box office at 276 West Center Street in downtown Marion. Box office hours are Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. From classic rock to rescued pups, there's something for everyone this season at the Marion Palace Theater.
The Second Cup continues in a moment with Tom Kennedy and the weather.
Pillar Credit Union believes in banking local because we are local. For 65 years, we've been proud to invest right here, supporting youth sports, school theater, STEM programs, and the fairs and festivals we all love. At Pillar, you're not just opening an account. You're strengthening our community and earning more in your checking and savings. Bank smart with a credit union. Pillar Credit Union. We're in this together. Banking built around you. Insured by NCUA.
Good morning. Your second cup forecast on WZMO. It's a wet Saturday. Rain on and off throughout the day and into the first part of the overnight. It's likely we'll see some afternoon thunderstorms. Temperatures this afternoon will hit a high of 77. Overnight will drop back to 61. For Sunday, there's a slight chance of seeing some early day showers, just a slight chance. Partly sunny through the day, and we'll hit an afternoon high on Sunday of 83. Monday, sunny, and we'll probably hit 90. There's your second cup forecast from WZMO.
Amber Cronin with the Adam H. Board.
Hi everyone, it's Amber Cronin, Outreach Manager for the Crawford Marion Alcohol, Drug Addiction, and Mental Health ADAMH Board. I'd like to share an upcoming community event we're excited to be part of, the Boomer and Senior Expo. Join us for the Boomer and Senior Expo taking place at 464 James Way in Marion. This event is a great opportunity for older adults, caregivers, and families to connect with local resources and enjoy a fun, engaging day in the community. There will be over 50 vendors on site, along with a free food truck, an ice cream social, door prizes, giveaways, and even a live performance. A special highlight of the day will be the noon ceremony honoring hometown heroes, recognizing individuals who have made a meaningful impact in our community. Shuttle service will also be available to make attending easy and convenient. The Adam H. Board will be there, and we invite you to stop by our table to learn more about mental health, prevention, and recovery resources available right here in our community. We hope you'll join us for a day of connection, celebration, and community at the Boomer and Senior Expo. This is Amber Cronin with the Crawford Marion Adam H. Board. Thanks for tuning in to the Second Cup News Magazine. And remember, help is here, hope is real, and no one has to face life's challenges alone.
Grant Powell joins us now with Marion in a moment.
This is Grant Powell with Marion in a moment. As you travel south through Marion County on your way to the Columbus metropolitan area, have you ever wondered who were the earliest settlers in Waldo, this south central part of Marion County? Why is the area named Waldo? Wonder no more as you hear some of Marion County history. Nathaniel Wyatt and Nathaniel Brundage were probably the first settlers of what is now Waldo Township, though at the time their settlement was in Franklin County, afterward Delaware. It was in Marlborough Township, which mostly was thrown into Marion County on the formation of Morrow County in 1848. They felled the first tree and built the first log cabin in the spring of 1806. Ruth Wyatt, born in 1807, was the first white child born here, and William Brundage, born in 1808, was the first white male born in the county. The first white child born within the limits of Marion County after its organization is not known, though. There were no townships named Bowling Green, Prospect, or Waldo in this county in the earliest of wilderness days. Another early settler in what is now Waldo Township was Captain William S. Drake, a veteran of the War of 1812. He settled on what was known as the Daniel Stockman Farm, a half mile south of Waldo, which farm was then in Franklin County. The site of Waldo formerly belonged to the father of President Rutherford B. Hayes, Robert Hayes of Baltimore, Maryland. Containing about one section, it lay at Commons for a number of years. Mr. Hayes let it sell for taxes. Eliza Porter from the state of New York bought about 100 acres where Waldo now stands. The other part east of the Whetstone River was known as the Dickhout Farm. In 1831, Milo D. Pettibone laid out Waldo, naming it after his son, Waldo. Mr. Pettibone owned 900 acres in the vicinity, built several small houses, and a double-hued log tavern, a house later occupied by Mr. John Lunger. The first merchants, Wesson, Haas, and Brundage, continued a few years when Wesson went out. Haas went to Wabash, Indiana, where he died. Dr. Glidden and Mr. Brundage were in business for a while. Daniel Sturgis was the first blacksmith, followed by James Patterson. Dr. Lewis was the first physician. By the time of the early 1880s, Waldo had two stores, three blacksmith shops, and two churches. Now you know a little bit of history of Waldo Township and the village of Waldo. For Marion in a Moment, I am Grant Powell.
Here's the last word of our show today with Tom Kennedy.
A couple of weeks ago, I told you about the porta potty at the New Bloomington Dollar General. Well, I'm happy to report that they've finally got indoor plumbing. Now, as of this date, the porta potty and the hand washing station are still outside, but sadly, they're to be removed soon. Let me include here that I didn't know the thing beside the porta potty was a hand washing station. I thought it was just an open air urinal. Oh, come on, it's a guy thing. We all like to pee in the great outdoors. I still wish, though, that they'd leave the porta potty. It just adds that touch. Plus, who wouldn't like to see that red flag on the door and bang on the thing as you walk by? On to the next topic. My latest and greatest idea. First, our legal affairs department here at WZMO demanded that I read the following disclaimer. This guy is not a doctor. Well, I do like to play doctor occasionally. But to finish, he is not qualified to give medical advice. Do not follow any of this guy's advice. Disclaimer finished. My ophthalmologist recently prescribed me some eye drops. I don't have a clue what for, but the label says may cause eyelash growth. Well, that's a strange side effect. I really don't need sexy long eyelashes. But I do have this bald spot on the top of my head. Now, don't get ahead of me here. Back in the 70s, minoxidil came along to treat high blood pressure. Soon after, they found the side effect was that it caused hair growth. Today, I don't think anybody uses minoxidil for blood pressure. It was rebranded as Rogaine to grow hair. So I'm thinking with my eye drops, one drop in each eye, two drops on my bald spot. I know I'm on to something here. I'll let you know how it works out. That's my last word. and I'm sticking to it.
There's your second cup. Thank you for listening.